This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler, and happy Friday to you. This is the show where I read articles from some of the sharpest minds in real estate investing. If you want to hear interviews with some of the authors of these articles, check out the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single-family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Commercial real estate had a tough 2023. Here's how you can buy it now, by Paul Moore. Well, 2023 has been another wild year in commercial real estate. The headlines continue to scream trouble for CRE. Many are getting increasingly fantastic. Some friends are asking me, "So, I hear it's pretty tough in commercial real estate right now. How you doing?" You may have wondered the same thing. Musical chairs. Have you ever played the game Musical Chairs? I already knew a lot of syndicators were playing musical chairs with their investors' capital. I've been writing and speaking about that since 2018. In this update, I don't really want to focus on negativity, but when I saw news of yet another multifamily syndicator pushing distributions this week, I was frustrated. My initial frustration was not necessarily with the operators. Many of them weren't in the business during the 08 Great Financial Crisis downturn, so they didn't know any better. But that's not right. Shouldn't they have known better before accepting tens of millions or more of investors' hard-earned capital? It seemed clear that overpaying, overleveraging, and liberally using floating rate debt was like playing musical chairs. And while, yes, I do love optimism, believing trees, rents, would grow to the sky while operating costs would remain stable amidst inflation in a tight job market was not optimism. I'll let you decide how to label that behavior. The bottom line? The music had to stop and leave someone chairless. I do legitimately feel sorry for tens of thousands who invested in deals that have now paused distributions, are calling capital, or are in the process of foreclosure. Though I did warn Bigger Pockets readers and podcast listeners for several years, there was one big issue I admit I didn't see coming: increased lender-mandated reserves for rate cap replacements. Okay, so here's what I'm talking about. A lot of syndicators used floating rate debt to acquire, often overpriced, properties and bought rate caps to protect against interest rate increases. Of course, no one dreamed interest rates would skyrocket like they did. These rate cap reserves typically expire in 1 to 2 years and must be renewed. In their covenants, lenders have the right to force syndicators to reserve cash flow that could have been distributed to investors for upcoming rate cap replacements. There's really nothing devious about this at all. It's just standard business. But these syndicators never expected the increased reserve mandates they got. Some went from $1,000 to $2,000 a month, up to $70,000 or $80,000 per month. And that's not a typo. I didn't read that wrong. This represents an approximately 70-fold increase in some cases. Huh. It's kind of hard to imagine how many of these GPs are even surviving, especially since insurance rates skyrocketed for a lot of them. Rents didn't increase as projected in many markets and are even decreasing in some. Overbuilt markets are experiencing incentivization of new tenants, free rents, pulling them away to new developments or properties. Expenses continue to rise with inflation. Property managers can't find skilled labor within their budget. Am I saying I'm any better or that my company is better than theirs? No. I'm not pointing fingers at all. I made a lot of mistakes in my earlier years. Many of my mistakes even helped form the strategy my partner and I followed to build our family of CRE funds. We're definitely not immune to problems or surprises. But our due diligence requirements are quite high. The type and amount of debt is a significant item on our checklist. So, what are you investing in right now? Some investors have asked for advice. What do I recommend right now? I'll ask you, are you swimming naked in a receding tide? Or shivering on the beach in a winter coat? As I stated, a quick scan of real estate investing news reveals a lot of bare skin. As well as reports of many LP investors retreating to the beach, you may choose to sit on the sidelines, but you don't need to. Sound investments with solid profit potential are available right now if you know where to look. In fact, most professionals look for times like these to provide new acquisition and investment opportunities. So true. Because when the tide goes out, not only are skinny dippers exposed, but many previously overpriced assets are available at a discount again. I'm indebted to James Ang at Old Capital Lending for putting together the analysis that you can find at biggerpockets.com right inside this article. It is awesome. Ang correlated cap rates for prime Class A multifamily assets for the past several years. And then we can kind of see going in, cap rates were as low as 3.37% in the euphoric stage of April 2022, right before interest rates really started to rise. Less than 18 months later, they are reported at 4.92%, over 1.5% higher, which translates to a 46% drop in value for these assets. Yikes. I don't believe we're seeing a drop of this magnitude for most assets in the real world. While there is a significant drop in value in a short time, let's face it, it could be way worse. If cap rates expanded in direct proportion to interest rate rises, which is arguably reasonable, cap rates would be higher and values would have dropped more. Another reason we like 10-year holds is that short-term value drops do not impact ultimate results either. So I propose that the persistent housing supply and demand imbalance continues to prop up multifamily and other housing prices. A recent New York Times piece backs this up too, stating that housing prices are kind of defying gravity. Ang believes this points to a current point in the market cycle between panic and despondency. Of course, the precise tracking of this important curve cannot be verified yet. These cycles can only be accurately measured in a rearview mirror. Ugh. In this case, after the point of hope is reached or even surpassed. Though I hate to prognosticate, I believe we are not at that point yet. Based on asking prices from many sellers at this point, I would place us back between fear and panic. What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. So, how does that play out in the real world? A simple example of the seller and buyer value disconnect is visible in the realm of mobile home park investments. Some investors in our current fund have wondered why only about 3% of the fund consists of mobile home park acquisitions. Well, we believe it's because many mobile home park owners or prospective sellers do not need to sell right now. Most didn't acquire their assets in the euphoric period, which motivated multifamily operators to over-leverage with risky short-term debt. With little or no risky leverage, they're not staring down looming refinance deadlines, so they don't really need to sell. They can hold on to their assets, or if selling, hold firm on their asking price. And they're doing just that. If we are indeed in the downtrending leg of the cycle, which kind of seems obvious at this point, this tells me we could enjoy significant acquisition opportunities ahead. This means we have not reached low tide yet. Skinny dippers still have some time. But how can you pull this off? All right, so whether you're investing on the down leg of the cycle or the up leg, whether you think we're at the top or the bottom, there are two words you must focus on to assure you're investing, not speculating. Due diligence. And honestly, I thought due diligence would be easier. When we expanded our due diligence team from my partner and me by adding two more pros, I thought due diligence would get easier, and it would be easier to find new investments. But as our team and capabilities have grown, so has our expertise. We have a deeper understanding of things that can go wrong, and we recommend you think the same way. Look deeply at track records, teams, and projects. Check out backgrounds and references. Run worst-case scenarios on underwriting and ask sponsors hard questions. Consider if you want to be in a common equity position with preferred equity and debt in front of you. Let's put this in perspective real quick. We are a fund that invests in private capital real estate deals. We have a great team, and we look deeply at a whole lot of deals. We tallied up the operators and deals we evaluated in a recent six-month period. Here are the results. We evaluated 247 investment opportunities in a recent six-month period ending in August 15, 2023. We passed on 242 and invested in 5. That would be 98% passed, 2% invested. So, if you're about to put your hard-earned capital in the hands of a syndicator or fund manager, ask yourself if you've done the level of due diligence it takes to ensure you're not turning what should be a stable CRE asset into a dangerous speculation. And that'll do it for today's show. Does the thought of buttoned-up paperwork make you toss and turn? Ugh. Let our lawyer-approved lease agreements take the pressure off. With tailored language for all 50 states, no joke, you can rest easy knowing you're protected wherever your journey takes you. Lease agreements are available as an exclusive benefit to pro members, so upgrade your account today to gain access. Visit biggerpockets.com/pro to get started. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.